Hunters and state lawmakers have been on the DNR's case over several deer hunting issues, including last fall's relatively low deer kill total during the gun deer season. The department says it has started or will soon begin several studies aimed at improving its deer population estimates. The studies include more counting of deer from the air, a study of how bucks die, how fawns die in northwest Wisconsin, and looking at deer density in the northern forests. DNR ecologist Keith Warnke says the state will also look at where and why deer hunters are quitting the sport.
We're going to identify strategies that will increase hunter retention. Essentially, we're trying to maintain the hunter base that we have as a good recruiting tool to bring in new hunters.
Warnke says hunters can help with the deer population research.
One of the really important points about conducting this research is that we are going to be encouraging a lot of hunter involvement, and we'll be providing ways for hunters to get involved and assist in these deer research projects.
Warnke says a one-time increase in federal funds from taxes on ammunition and weapons sales is a key source of money for the additional research. He says the state will also be looking for some financial and research partners as the price tag of the studies approaches $3 million over 5 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.